This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, July 29th. God's word to you today is God of Salvation. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 20, verse 7 from the New International Version, and it says, "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They are brought to their knees and fall, but we rise up and stand firm." Philippians 2 verses 9 to 11 say, "Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Everybody is betting their life on something. The atheist is betting his life that there is no God. He is entitled to bet his life that way. After all, it is a free world, right? Some people are betting their lives on a deity, on gods. It is a free world. Some people are betting their lives on the supremacy of money. It is a free world. But I am, and we are, if you are with me, we are betting our lives that Jesus Christ is Lord. We are betting our lives that Jesus alone is Lord of all. Hebrews 1 verse 2 says, "God promised everything to the Son as an inheritance, and through the Son he created the universe." Brethren, the truth is, there are no five ways to God. There are no four ways to God. There are no three ways to God. There are no two ways to God. There is only one way to God, and his name is Jesus. John 14 verse 6 says, "Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me." You cannot afford not to be his friend. You cannot afford not to be aligned with him. You cannot afford it. Jesus wants you on his side. God wants to create new things for you. He wants to create new things against the enemies of your destiny. He wants to recreate the little you have and make it great and mighty. He wants to stand in you and for you so that no other God will be able to stand against you. Jesus wants to respond to your sacrifices with his fire. Jesus wants to respond in your life with his fire. He wants to be your friend and father. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 15 says, "He died for everyone, so that those who receive his new life will no longer live for themselves. Instead, they will live for Christ, who died and was raised up for them." Guess what? God's sacrifice also demands a response from us. You need to let go of every other thing that you have been holding on to and take hold of Jesus. When you lay down your life on his altar, then you will begin to experience the manifestations of the God of creation. When the God of creation lays his hands on you, your life changes. I pray that as you draw near to him, he will draw near to you and lay his hands on you. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I enthrone you alone as Lord over my life. Draw me near to you and make yourself real to me. Manifest yourself with your creative power. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.